Shalom to all. Today's office Chol Daf Pei Zayin. We're starting right at the top of the brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor the Nishmas Marsh Memshar Basi Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amos Shad Haven Aliyah. So the Mishnah says Shachad V'Loi Kisa. A person shachted but he didn't do Kisa Adam. V'ro Acher. Somebody else saw him. Chayv Chasos. The other person has to do Kisa. Let's say Kisa in his gala. A person did Kisa, but then it got uncovered. Maybe the wind blew it off or something happened. Pater Mel Chasos. He doesn't have to cover it again. But what about Kisa Haruach? If the wind covered it, the wind blew something onto it. Chayv Chasos. He still has to do Kisa Adam. Says the Gemara Tanur Bana. We have a Brisa. The pasuk says V'Shavach V'Kisa. And he shall pour the blood and cover it. What do we learn from here? Misha shafach yichase. The one who shechted, he's the one that has to do kisoy. Shachad v'loy kisa. Let's say shechted but didn't do kisoy. V'ro acher. Somebody else saw him. Minan shechav v'chasoyz. How do we know that other person who saw, he's chayv to do kisoy? Shnei because the pasuk says, va'aymar l'bnei Yisrael. And this is said in the parsha and the topic and the discussion in the Torah regarding kisoy. And this tells us, azhar l'chol b'nei Yisrael. This is something that all b'nei Yisrael have to do. So if the one who shechted didn't do kisoy, somebody else has to. The more continues tanya dich, we have another braisa. The pasuk says, v'shavach v'kisa. What do we learn from here? B'masha shafach ba'y yichase. That which he spilled the blood with, that's what he has to cover with, which means he spilled the blood with his hand because he did shchit with his hand, so he has to cover the blood with his hand. And that tells us, shalai chazenu b'regel, he shouldn't cover it with his feet. He shouldn't just take dirt and kick dirt onto it. Shalai yu mitzvah b'zuzalav, that's a mitzvah that shouldn't be degraded to him. He shouldn't treat him in a degrading manner. And tanya dech, we have another braisa, v'shalach v'kisa. What do we learn from here? Misha shafach, hui chazenu, the one who poured the blood, he did the shchita, he should cover it. And ma'aseh echad shachar v'kadam chavir v'kisa, there's a story with a fellow, he shechted, and then somebody else preceded him, and the other fellow is one that did kisoy. V'chivar m'gamliel itin loy yud zehuvim. Rav Gamliel's machayev that fellow to give the first one 10 zehuvim, 10 gold coins for taking away his mitzvah. Now, who asked one question, schar mitzvah is schar bracha. Is this 10 zehuvim the schar of the mitzvah or the schar of the bracha? He took the bracha away from him. Now, for sure, it's the schar mitzvah. The question is it also schar bracha? So that's what the Gemara clarifies, l'may naf kamino. What would the practical difference be over here? In the case of kisui, he took both the mitzvah and the bracha, but at maximum, he only has to pay him 10. So where's the case where we're going to see that there's naf kamino? L'brich samazoin, when it comes to benching, back in the day, it used to be when a bunch of people ate a suit together, one person benched for everyone, and they all just answered Amen. So let's say Reuven was supposed to bench, but instead Shimon quickly benched for everyone, so he took away Reuven's ability to lead the Zimun and lead the benching. How much does he have to pay him? If you just want to say that it's a schar mitzvah that he took away from him, that's what he has to pay him for. So achasi, that's just one. It's one mitzvah, birchat mazon. But if you want to say it has to do with the schar of the bracha, havin arbaim, it's a total of 40 because there's four brachas in birchat mazon. My, what's it then? So tashma with raya. Normally, ahu mina, according to some girsais, it's ahu tzduki, le rebbe. So it's min, this apostate, or tzduki, told Rabbi, Misha Yatzar Harim, the one who formed mountains, Loi Bar Ruach, he didn't create the wind. And Misha Bar Ruach, the one who created the wind, Loi Yatzar Harim, he didn't form the mountains. Why the Chesim? Because the pasuk says, Ki Hine Yatzar Harim Uvari Ruach. So it seems to be those two creators. Amar Leis, Rabbi told him, Shaita, you fool, shuffle the safe of the krug. Go to the end of that very same pasuk. Hashem Tzivaka is Shemai. So we clearly see that it's the same Hashem that created and formed both of them. So Amar Leis, this min, this stuki told him, Nekotli Zimna Tlasa Yami, give me time for 3 days, Madron al Chatiyofta, and I'm going to respond to you with a refutation. Now Yosef Rabbi Tlas Tanisa, Rebbe sat fasting for 3 days because he wanted help from Hashem that he should triumph over this Suduki, this apostate, this min, and Kiafa Bay Mivra, when he's going to finally sit down to a Suda. Amrule, they told him, the people of his house said to him, Mina Kaya Bava, there's a min knocking at the door. So Amr, he said the following pasuk about himself, Viyitnu Bavrusi, Rosh Vagaymer, and they'll give me for my Suda, Rosh, which is translated as Gaul, G A L L. And then Amrule, this Suduki, this min, came in, he told him, Rebbe, Mavasar Tevisani Lacha, I have good news for you. Loi Matsa Chuva Yivcha, your enemy didn't find a good response for you. This is obviously a different Suduki that's there, and Vindafel Menagag Vames, he fell off the roof and he died. So Amrlai, Rebbe told him, do you want to come and eat with me? Amrlai told him, hey, yes. And La'achash Achav Shasu, after they ate and they drank, Amrlai, he said to him, Kaishal Bracha Tashaisa, do you want to drink the Kaishal Bracha? Ayar Barm Zuhuvim Atanoitel, or do you want to take 40 Zuhuvim, which is a schar of the four brachas that everyone's going to answer? Amrlai, so he told him, Kaishal Bracha Nishaisa, I want to drink the Kaishal Bracha. And Yasa Baskova Amra, Abaskal came in and said, Kaishal Bracha Shavar Barm Zuhuvim, the Kaishal Bracha, benching, that's worth 40 Zuhuvim. So we clearly see that it's really focused on the bracha and not necessarily the mitzvah. Now, Rav Yitzchak, he tells us about this Suzuki or this min that came. Adayin yeshal ois mishpacha bing doily roimi. They're still from that family among the greats of Rome. Vekarin ois mishpachas barulianos, and they call it the family of barulianos. We can explain the Mishnah Kisov in his gala. If he had covered it and they got uncovered, he doesn't have to cover it again. So Amalei Vacha braids Ravler Ravashi Maishna Meshavas Aveda. Why is this different than returning a lost object? Amar Meir was stated Hashav the pasuk says return, and we learn from here Afilu Mea Pa'amim. The person has to return the same lost object even 100 times. Why is it that Kisu is different than that? You did Kisu Adam, it got uncovered. You don't have to do Kisu again. So Amalei told him, Hasam likes a muta. Over there, it doesn't say umiyut, it just says hashev, return it, mashma, as many times as necessary. Whereas hachak, siv miyuta, over here it says umiyut, the pasuk doesn't say vikisa and cover, rather it says vikisa hu and cover it, and that's umiyut, mashma, that once you cover it once, you don't have to cover it again. Continuing the Mishnah, it said kisa ruach, if the wind covered it, the person still has a chiv and kisui. So Amar Avrochan, Amar Biachan tells us, loishan, this was only taught, elisha chazav and his gala, that's only if it got uncovered again, meaning let's say the wind blew something on top of it, but but then the wind blew that thing off of it, so now he has a chiv to cover it. But if the wind didn't once again reveal the blood, he doesn't have to kisui. Ask more of chiv chazav nizgala, my hava. Even if it did get uncovered by the wind again, what does it make a difference? Hava itchile, it was pushed away. This is called dichui. The once it was pushed away, meaning once there was a stage that it went through that it wasn't having kisui, so that's it. There's no more chiv anymore. So Amar Papa said that no, Zoyis Hameres is clear, tells us ein dichui etzel mitzvahs, that there's no dichui by mitzvahs. We know there's dichui by kachim, dichui by karbanos. For example, if there's an animal that at one point in time was not able to be brought as a karbon, and then later on that became irrelevant, it's too late. That's called dichui by karbanos. It was already pushed away, it couldn't be brought as a karbon, so now forever it's not able to be brought. But that's only by karbanos, not by mitzvahs. And even though by kisui over here, there was a point in time that there was no chiv of kisui, now that it's uncovered, so once again, there's a chiv of kisui. Asking where Mishnah Behal Tanya, why is this different than the following braisa? Hashaych of Nivel Dam Bakarka, that if a person shechted and the blood got absorbed into the ground, chayv l'chasos, that he's chayv to cover it, it's already absorbed in the ground. The Gemara answers, Hasam over there, Kishar Yishumai Nikar, it's referring to where it's still visible. There's still a Rishum over there. You can still see some of the wetness of the blood. That's why there's a chiv to kisui. And we continue, the Mishnah says, Dam Shenasar B'mayim, a blood of a chay or a oif, it got mixed with water. So is there a chiv of kisui or no? The Mishnah Mayar's Dam, chayv l'chasos. If it still looks like blood, the water's reddish, so there's a chiv of kisui. If not, then not. What about the following? Nisar B'yayin, let's say it got mixed with wine. So obviously it's going to look red because wine is red. What do? Rinus Akilu Humayim, we view the wine as if it was water, and if that amount of blood got mixed into that amount of water, it still would have looked red, so it's chayv in kisui. What about the following? Nisar B'dam HaBehema, let's say the blood is chayv or oif, got mixed with the blood of a behema, and we know the behema blood is not chayv in kisui. Pesam and Pesam on top, Oy B'dam HaChaya, or got mixed with blood of another Chaya, but not from a Chaya that was shechted, rather it was Hakaz's Dam, they did bloodletting on the animal to heal it, so that blood obviously is not chayv in kisui. What do? Same thing as before. Rinus Akilu Humayim, we view this blood as if it was water, and once again, if the amount of blood that it's chayv in kisui that got mixed into the water would have made the water reddish, so it still looks like blood, so it's chayv in kisui. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, he argues in this last case and says, ein dam mevatel dam, blood can't be mevatel blood. So if it doesn't make a difference how much other blood that's not chayv in kisui got mixed in over here, since we have even a little bit of blood that is chayv in kisui, so we do kisui. Continuing on to another machlokes, dam hanitas v'shal hasaken, blood that's spritched or that's still left on the shechita knife, chayv l'chasos, that is chayv in kisui. Now Rabbi Yehuda tells us that emasai, when is that, bizman she'ein sham dam elohu, that's only if there's no other blood besides that. But if there was other blood that's not this blood, so this blood, the one that's on the knife or that's spritched far away, he doesn't have to cover it because there's other blood to cover. Says, if blood from a carbon got mixed with water, so if it looks like blood, kosher, it's kosher to have zrika on the mizbeach, whereas if it got mixed with wine, so obviously it's still going to be red. What do we do? Same thing as our Mishnah, that wine is viewed as if it's water, and if it still would look red from the amount of blood that was mixed inside, so it's kosher kisui. What about nisar b'dam behema? If it got mixed with blood of an animal of chulin, or the blood from a chaya, that can't be a carbon, it's weird as if it's water. Over here as well, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, he tells us, blood can't be vatal blood. Now, Amr Chimber Abba Amr Yechanan, this din of carbonos is only taught, that's only if the water had fallen into the blood. But if the blood had fallen into water, rishon batal. So each little drop as it fell in, even if it fell in altogether, but still we view each drop individually, so every drop as it fell into the water, it became batal into the water. And then even though there was a lot of blood that was added on afterwards, and so clearly looks like blood, doesn't make a difference. Every first drop of blood that fell into the water became batal, and we're not able to do zrika with it. Now, Omar Papa, Papa says, Olinin kisui einoi kain, in regards to the din of kisui adam, it's not so. Ein dichui etzel mitzvahs, there's no dichui by mitzvahs as we had in Amud Aleph. And then we're talking about kisui adam, even if the blood had fallen into the water, even though you're right, when the blood fell into the water, it became batal because as we said, each drop that fell in was batal. Still, as more blood got poured in and the ratio turned to the favor of the dam, it's now called Chazer Veneir. It's now been reawakened and it's once again Chayiv. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, he tells us that Kol Ma'arad Mumis, anytime that we have a mixture of liquid with blood, if it looks red, Mechaparin, it could be used as a kapara, meaning it could be sprinkled on the Mizbeach, Umachshirin, and it's also Machshir, Vechayav and Bekisui, and it's Chayiv and Kisui. Asking more Mike Mashlon, what's he teaching us? Mechaparin Tanino. We just learned this up above from Zvachim, it could still be sprinkled on the Mizbeach if it looks like blood. And Chayav and Bekisui Tanino. We learned that in our Mishnah regarding Kisui. If it looks red, so it's still Chayiv and Kisui. The Gemara answers Machshir and Tzricholei. The Chiddush in his statement is really in regards to Machshirin that's able to be Machshir. Now, even though we've had this before in the Masechta a number of times, let's just clarify. In order for food to be Mekabel Tumo, when something Tummy touches it, it first has to undergo Hechsher, it has to be made susceptible to Mekabel Tumo. And the way that happens is that one of the seven halachic liquids, which water and blood are two of them, has to go on this thing to make it wet. Now, it's not enough just for one of the liquids to go on it and make it wet. It has to be Lerotzain. The person has to want that liquid to be on it. And only then it's Mekshel Kabel Tumo. And so, right now we're saying that the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Shmuel is that blood mixed with water, if it looks like blood, is able to be machshir food to be mekabel tumah. Ask the Gemara, machshir nami, even in this case of machshirin, that's not a chiddush, we already know that. Ida If you want to say this mixture of blood and water is blood, so it's machshel kabel toma. And if you want to say it's not blood but it's water, well, water is also machshel kabel toma. As we had said, two of the seven halachic liquids are water and blood. So why is this a chiddush? The Gemara answers, loy tzricha. The chiddush is as follows: shetam de megishamim, that this blood was mixed with rainwater. And the reason why that's a chiddush is because rainwater is not machshir unless he has kavana. He intends for the rain to fall on his produce, and only then it's l'ratzayin and it's machshir. So his chiddush is that even though the rain wasn't l'ratzayin, since the blood was, and this looks like blood because it's red, it is machshir. Ask Gemara, that's still not a chiddush. Megishamim nami, even with rainwater, kim de shak of rami, since he took the rainwater and he poured it into his kli that has dam in it, achshavinhu, clearly has machshava on it, and so of course it's machshir. Answers the Gemara, loy tzrich l'chiddush is shenismedu me'alehen, they got mixed in on their own. Let's say he had a kli of blood and rainwater fell into it, and he didn't intend for that rainwater, he didn't want it, doesn't make a difference. If this water blood mixture has ma'arad mumis, it's able to be machshir. Now Rav Asi min Arvil Omer, he says that what's the chiddush over here? B'tzalal to the dama. We're not talking about regular water mixed with blood. We're talking about the clear part of blood. This is also known as the blood serum, S-E-R-U-M. Basically, as blood begins to dry, there's a ring of clearish liquid that rings the outer edge, and that's what Shmuel's din is. Then if that clearish liquid, that blood serum, has a reddish tinge to it, so then it's machshir. Now, once we're on the topic of his tzalal to the dama, this blood serum, Rabbi Yom Yedifti Omer, he says that anush kares, a person is going to be chayv kares for eating it, just like regular blood. However, who did a kezias, there has to be kezias, and masisa tanu tanu brisa, the matan ba'il. Such a thing as matan ba'il, if it comes from a mace, if who did a revias, but there has to be a revias. And we continue discussing this. Tanan Hossam, we've mentioned over there, it's really a brisa. They call mashka mace, any liquid that comes from a mace, for example, tears or milk from a woman who had died, tahirin, their tahar, chos mitam except for its blood. And v'chol marad mumis shabai, any reddish thing that comes from him, meaning this blood serum, this clearish liquid that separates from blood, matan ba'il, it's matan ba'il. So now we're asked, so mashka mace tahirin, really liquids that come from a mace are tahar, v'min I'll ask you a stiro. We have Mishnah Masechet Tevil Yoyim that tells us, mashka tevil yoyim, liquids that come from tevil yoyim, for example, tears, saliva, urine, other things like that, kemashkin shenageh bohen, they're like liquids that he touches, pechas abad alfa on top, ve'il ve'il in metamin, and both these and those are not metame, meaning whatever tevil yoyim touches and liquids that come from him, they're not metame. Ushakal otomim, in regards to other sources of toma, bin kal bin chamurin, whether kal or chamur, mashka neyotzim hen kemashka negeh bohen, liquids that come from them are just like liquids that they touch, and ve'ilu ve'ilu tchila, both these are considered tchila, mean the liquids that come from these kal levels and chamur levels of toma. So anything they touch becomes a tchila. This is a din d'rabbanan, that when we have liquid that's tame, even if it's a low level toma, when it touches something, it bumps it up to a higher level, makes it a tchila, which means it makes it a rishain. Chutz min hamashka shu avatoma, except for liquids that are considered avatoma, so liquid doesn't just become a rishain, which means it can make something else a sheni, it can actually make even people and kalim tame. So that's on a higher level of toma. So now we clarify, my kal and my chamurin, what does it mean these things that are on a lighter level of toma or on a chamur, higher level of toma? My lav kalin, sharetz v'zav. When we say kalin, isn't that referring to liquids that come from a sharetz or a zav? Sharetz would be, for example, if we have a dead sharetz and urine is found inside of it, so that would be liquids that come from a dead sharetz, and a zav as well, liquids that come from him, that's considered kal and chamurin mace. When we talk about the chamur level, very high level, that's referring to liquids that come from a mace, so we clearly see that liquids that come from a mace are metame, not like this brass that we just quoted that they're not metame. So the Gemara, it's not what the Mishnah is referring to. Kalin, sharetz, we say a light type of tomo, that's referring to sharetz, whereas the chamurin, zav, we're talking about chamur type, that's actually talking about a zav. Ask the Gemara, maishna zav that goes be'rabanon, u maishna mace that loy goes be'rabanon. So why is there a bun would be geyser that is zav, liquids that come from him, are very high level of tomo, and they're considered the chamurin of the Mishnah, as opposed to a mace, liquids that come from a dead person, which is the highest level of tomo, those liquids actually don't have exerted rabanon on them, and they're not metame. And this is zav, the loy bedili inchimine, a zav, people don't stay away from, he's alive, he's walking, he's talking, he's a regular guy, and they don't even necessarily know that he's a zav, so therefore goes be'rabanon, their bun had to be geyser, that liquids that come from him are metame at a very high level, whereas mace bedili inchimine, a corpse, people stay away from a mace anyway, like goes be'rabanon, they didn't have to be geyser. The liquids that come from a mace are matame. We're talking about the day and pick up tomorrow, explain the last part of the Mishnah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.